you know, there's an old saying, you know, I don't know how it goes, actually.
Thanks for bringing
hold on, hold on. There is a saying. I forget. I don't want to mess it up because it's a nice little saying. It's very quick.
It's an English saying?
Well, it's actually, I think it's from Chinese, I think.
Okay.
I think a bad man is a good man's job.
Bad manners is is a good man's job.
I get it right away. That you paraphrase it, if nothing else, quite well.
I think that's true. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, and in the way it's turning out in the States now, is there's too much righteousness, I think. Mm-hmm. People are looking for the chance to be in the right and not really looking for the chance to be peaceful with that person they're dealing with. Granted, there are obviously fights that have to be had, but I think there are too many fights that are made and not just worked out.
Yeah.
I come from a fairly violent background, so I'll say that in a low voice. And I've seen a lot of things that people could have probably made 90% of them probably just could have been defused very mm-hmm. quickly.
Instead went straight to fisticuffs.
If you want to call it that, yeah.
Oh, like gunfight?
No, I would never say that.
Oh, okay. I think one thing that kind of stands out that way nowadays for me, because it's so much easier to discriminate because it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem like discrimination to some people, is the whole equal rights issue around LGBT rights, LGBTQ rights. Uh-huh. And maybe I've just become more aware of it. But it seems that homophobia and fear of transgenders and lesbians and everything else, maybe I've just become more aware of it, but it's just something that just really irks me. And it takes all of my patience to chide somebody because, like you just said, you have to handle it really well or else you're just going to create an enemy or you're going to create an awkward situation. When you hear, you know, homophobic jokes or homophobic taunts, trying to not just suck it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you just have to suck it up. There's no good place right now to actually try to fix this attitude, and you can't do it all at once. This is something that, you know, obviously this person is like 40 years old, 30 years old. They've got a homophobic attitude, and they've probably taken it from their culture, from their family, and they've had it all their lives. You can't do it all in one quip.
Well, you know, I always fall back on the same statement. This is an education problem. And it's always been one. But the problem is that a lot of these education problems are dealt with on the university level. Mm-hmm. And these things should be taught at a lower. And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying show lesbian gay couples in kindergarten. I'm not saying that.
No, that's not even.
What I'm saying is that you just, you know, I mean, look at Ernie and Bert in Sesame Street. Great example. I mean, that went for years and years and years. And it came out, oh, by the way, they're a gay couple. And they did that without saying it. And you know something? They don't have to say it. Because it doesn't need to be said. It's just accepted. Oh, okay, they're friends. That's fine. And again, like I've been more about educating younger people that these things, people are people, and that they need to be seen that way, and they have to be taught this early on. Mm-hmm. It takes one generation to change a country.
It really is. Education is the magic bullet. Mm.